Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? Welcome to today's episode of the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm your host, John Shookman. Excited to be with you guys today. Hope you guys have been enjoying not only the podcast, but the YouTube channel over the last couple weeks. It's been really fun to connect with so many of you through the content, and very thankful for some of you that found me recently and are now listening to the podcast, and just, or those who have been on the journey for a while. So, you know, after my episode last week, I actually had a different episode planned, and a lot of people, you know, it's kind of funny. You kind of call people out and they feel like, oh, did I do something wrong? And so nobody that actually messaged me that episode last week was not about any of those people. But, you know, I still wanted to do this episode because so many people said, you know, I don't want you thinking negatively about me. I don't want to basically be a mooch. I don't want to be someone that is expecting things. And I have to realize that it's true. Nobody owes me anything. So, you know, it was kind of fun connecting with some of you over that. But, you know, it kept coming back to this question of, okay, you know, I'm not having success. I don't want to be not successful. I want to actually grow in my real estate business. And, you know, even people saying like, I don't want to take advantage of people. And so I came back to, really, I did some of this on a membership call, but wanted to bring it to the podcast as well. And if you want to be great, if you want to be an amazing realtor, amazing in whatever business that you have, whatever you do, it really comes back to having a standard for yourself. And I want to be really real and really raw today, because this is going to challenge you just like the last few weeks have, or at least it should challenge you. We talked about it. I've coached many agents. I've mentored, trained, shared my whole heart, really tried to pour into people. And so many people want success, but again, they come back to almost expecting handouts like we talked about, you know, over the last couple of weeks, or they're just not willing to put in the effort and energy to make it happen. So how do we do that? How do we create success? The point is, at the end of the day, you have to want it and you have to be willing to put in the work. And so, you know, there's so many of my agents, you know, 45, 47, whatever it is, right? And I can't want it more than them, right? You know, I was watching so many people, this happened recently on our membership calls, at our events, in my DMs, right? Make excuses. And we talked about it over the last couple of weeks. So if you want success, you really have to say, I have to want it. I have to put in the effort and energy to get it done. You know, I was telling somebody recently that a couple weeks ago on the membership call, I basically like kind of tore everybody a new one, right? Where I said, guys, you have to want more. I cannot want this more than you, and you have to have this standard for yourself. And so I said, like, we are not going to continue making excuses. We are not going to continue moaning about our office manager, our clients, the market, the weather, whatever, right? Like, we are just not doing that here. And, you know, really, at the end of the day, guys, I don't want any of you, I don't want any of you listening to this to be normal. I don't. I want better for you, right? I want you to find joy, peace, margin, and freedom in your business. But that does not happen if you live by feelings, right? It doesn't happen if you basically like cry and moan when something doesn't go your way. You know, I had an agent who's one of my agents here at eXp, and recently they lost a deal and they were so upset for weeks. And I kind of said, you know, I let them kind of be upset for a few days. And then I said, like, you got to get over it. You got to get over it. We all lose deals. It's happened to me. If you're a realtor out there who's been in the business for any length of time, it has happened to you. And so you cannot sit and moan about it, because that just puts you into this downward spiral, right? I don't want you to go into that downward spiral, but it's very important to have a standard. And we're going to talk about it today. We talked about it on a membership call a few months ago. You have to have a standard. And that standard does not get dictated by thoughts or feelings or emotions. It is committed to doing the work, right? We've talked before about this a little bit. We talked about Ben Newman, speaker, performance coach, wrote the Your Mental Toughness Playbook, right? Performance coach for Alabama football. And he was a coach of Jalen Hurts, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And so I shared before, we won't go into that full episode, but you can go back and find it, where Jalen Hurts sets the standard. And, you know, there's that example that I still remember Ben Newman speaking about, where he said he was in the weight room a couple days after Jalen Hurts had basically signed the largest contract in NFL history for 5 years, $250 million for Jalen Hurts. And yet he was in the weight room wearing a weighted vest, right? Going above and beyond, right? And you cannot let your feelings dictate how you act. You have to be a leader. You have to set this standard, right? Your feelings will lie. Your feelings will tell you to stay in bed. Your feelings will tell you to not get the work done, to skip the video, to skip posting. But your standard, when it's real, will say, I show up whether I feel like it or not. And do you want to know how I built success in the real estate business? That's how. I do so many things that I don't feel like doing. I do so many things that are not easy. You know, if there's anything, really anything in life, guys, guess what? Marriage is hard. Guess what? Divorce is hard. And I have parents that have gotten divorced. I have someone that I'm very close to that's going through divorce. That's hard, right? Guess what? Eating healthy and exercising is hard. So is being overweight, right? So you kind of have to pick your hard, right? And also realize, like, hey, guess what? The grass is not greener on the other side. It's just not. You know, I did so much work in my first couple years, and I was committed to doing the work, right? And I did the work for these top producing agents in my office. And let me tell you, I was basically like their assistant for free. I'd do anything. And we talked about it a couple weeks ago, run errands, print flyers, host open houses, right? And was that in my job description? No, but I didn't care. I was learning and I was hungry. And so many of you need to say, no, this is my standard. It's not about making money. It is about the work we're willing to do. What is the standard, right? One of the most powerful things I've ever heard was when my friend and mentor, Vincent Puglisi, told me, and you've heard it, about posting on social media, you're being selfish. And I remember arguing and saying, no, I'm being selfish when I do post. And he said, no, you're being selfish by not putting your story out there. You're afraid to post. You don't want to share your story. And he said, I was being selfish. And now I watch so many of you do it, right? If you know that your story can help people and you choose not to share it, you are being selfish. You're making it about your fear instead of someone else's need. And I'm telling you the same thing, that you need to share your story. Someone needs to see your story. Someone needs your knowledge. Someone needs your expertise. And you have to set the standard. At the end of the day, real estate is great in a lot of ways. There is no limit on how much money you make. That limit is how hard you are wanting to work, right? But are you actually willing to do the work? Are you, you know, making excuses and sitting on the sidelines? Or are you like Jalen Hurts, right? A weight room of 90 guys, the only one wearing a weighted vest. Why? Because he's the leader. He set the standard. Now, what's so funny is I shared that with you guys in the fall of 2023 after being at the Impact event in Colorado where I saw Ben Newman speak. And so you can go and find that episode where it's episode 381 and it's how do you show up after you win. And what's very interesting about that is after that, Jalen Hurts had lost a Super Bowl. And of course, we've talked about the lock screen moment and talked about how he had him losing the Super Bowl as the lock screen. But then this past year, right, in February, he finally won a Super Bowl. And so that doesn't happen by, you know, sitting on the sidelines. That doesn't happen by crying about it when a deal doesn't work out or whatever. That happens from setting a standard that you will commit to in your business. And so if you want to be successful, it's possible, but you have to decide, I am going to do the work. It is a non-negotiable. I am going to do the work. I'm going to show up. I'm going to put in the effort. And if you don't do this, you will not have success. It becomes a choice. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about some specific things you can be doing, especially with social media right now in the fall of 2025 to grow your business. But before we get to that, you have to decide what your standard is going to be, right? you are going to have to decide this is what I'm committing to do, and it becomes a non-negotiable. I cannot do it for you, but I promise if you can have this standard, if you're going to do the non-negotiables and you're going to go above and beyond and do the unrequired, you will have success, but you have to be the one that does it. So, you know, it's kind of wild. We are going into, in a couple weeks, Q4. And you have to decide, are you happy with your income and where your business has been over the past three quarters? And if not, now is the time over the next couple of weeks to say, I'm setting a new standard. I'm going to do the unrequired. I'm going to have these non-negotiables. And if you do that in your business, you will have success. So I think there's a lot of ways you can start doing that with some things on social media that I don't think many of you are doing, because I know, because I talk to so many of you. And so we will talk about it over the next few weeks. So thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you guys next Friday. And of course, you can always be watching me Tuesdays and Fridays on the YouTube channel. I'll see you guys there.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.